Well, the first round of the state high school playoffs will be underway here very, very shortly. The Hillgrove Hawks, 5-5 on the year. Got a very potent offense. Of course, they play in a very good region. You say 5-5, but they play some good teams up there.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at some guys that are in their region that are used to the playoffs. North Cobb, McEachern, Marietta has slid in there in and out every so often. North Paulding's come on strong here lately. They play a good schedule, so 5-5, don't let that fool you. This is a very good, very athletic Hillgrove team that has played spoiler in the past. We talked about it in pregame. They've knocked Camden off before. They did have a young man named Kenyon Drake on that team. Alabama great, and he's gone on to play in the NFL. This is a well-coached ball club. Coach Ironside does a good job over there. He's been with them ever since they started that program. Hasn't had a losing season yet.
And, of course, that could change tonight in the playoffs because they lose, they could be 6-5. I got to talk with him very briefly. Kind of an eccentric fella.
Man, the guy's got a massive beard. You know, he's wearing shorts tonight, not too cold. He says he likes to be barefoot, but his principal makes him wear shoes. He's got a nice thick beard there. Not quite Duck Dynasty beard, but definitely got that grizzly look to him.
Yeah, he was talking about a game earlier this year. He said it got real hot. He said, "The heck with it." He said, "I took my shoes and socks off, coached barefoot." And they are out. Hawks are out on the field. Jason Pierce set to kick off, number 85. Back deep for our Vikings will be Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle.
Good crowd here tonight for the Vikings. I did get word from one of the guys in the Touchdown Club that we'd sold 4,500 tickets pre-sale, and that did not include the walk-up tickets, too. So good crowd tonight for the Vikings. Playoff game. Wes, we hadn't had one in a while.
We haven't had
playoff game.
We sure haven't had one right here at Martin Stadium in a long time. 2012, I believe, was the last time. So we're all excited about getting to do this at home. I know Tyson Harris is. He said he wasn't. He's back deep waiting to receive Pierce's kick. Ball set up on the tee. The right footer approaches it. Tall, lanky kicker. Puts a foot into it. It'll be a short kick. And Tavon Kyle will take about the 12. He's across the 15, the 20, the 25. Got a hole cut outside of the 30, the 35, the 40. The kicker has to hit him and run him out of bounds as he gets into Hawk territory. Unless they're going to mark him down. One official standing at the 50. And that's where they're going to mark him down at the 50-yard line.
High, high kick there. Tavon was able to catch it with some speed ahead of steam. And I tell you what, if I can set up that wedge and open it up wide, Tavon Kyle got a good return on that 40. 37 yards on the return.
Here comes Michael Barrett for our Vikings. We're up over the ball at the 50, going from right to left on your radio dial. Hawks in a four-man front. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Takes it, give it to the nope. Barrett keeps it on the quarterback keeper. He's across the 40 to 30. There he goes. Straight down the middle. They won't touch him. No flags on the carpet. Touchdown, Vikings.
Read option. They put it in the belly of Lee. He came off the left side there. All day to run over there. 50 yards on the one play touchdown drive by Michael Barrett.
I mean, that was quick. I talked to Mike earlier, and I'm not going to reveal it, but he told me, he said, this is how much I'm going to get passing tonight. This is my goal for rushing. I won't tell you what he said until after the ball game, but I'll write the numbers down so that you know that I'm not just saying them.
Eric Paulo has checked in as a holder. That's a change than what we're used to.
It sure is. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Colton Broom set to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here in Martin Stadium. Quickly, let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
And that one was an easy one, guys. One play, 50 yards, Michael Barrett, and a touchdown. The extra point is good. 19 seconds is all that took. And the Vikings lead 7-0 with 11:41 on the clock as we go back to our play-by-play.
And Eric Paulo set to kick off back deep for the Hawks. Does not Paulo.
Broom.
Broom's kicking off.
Yeah, I don't know if we're maybe trying to set up something like we did against Colquitt. Broom is it checking in to kick back deep for the Hawks is number 11.
Tavian Walker, and I can't see that other number. It looks like
31, I believe.
That's Cameron Wilson. That would be Cameron Wilson back there. Broom. Nice high little kick. Pooch kick. It's taken at the 20. They signal fair catch, and that's where the Hawks will take over. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 11:41 to go first period. Vikings already leading 7-0. There, yes. So that's the number he said passing. That's the number he said rushing. Well, you see it, so
yeah.
We won't share it until after the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Barrett is coming into this game with some confidence. He took this Viking offense last game against Colquitt on his back and did a really good job, but that was only set up by his offensive line and his receivers. So he did a good job, Michael Barrett. Hey, one play, 50-yard touchdown. We get on the board quick.
Hawks, number 12, quarterback, Hunter Arters. Arters on a jet sweep. They go around. We hit him. He gets by one man, two, still on his feet. Big, tall, lanky guy. And he'll pick up about 7 yards on the carry. They may give him 8. And it was a jet sweep to our side and thought he was going to maybe try to pass the ball, and he tucked it and ran.
That's exactly what I was about to say, Wes. It looked like they might have been trying to set up the halfback pass on the jet sweep. He was kind of grabbing it one hand, maybe looking like he was going to throw it, but decided to tuck it. 9-yard gain, 2nd-and-1.
Ball in the middle of the field. Hawks going from left to right on your radio dial. Trips to our side. Quickly throw a little bubble screen out. They have the first down as he crosses the 35, the 40. Tucks the ball down the sidelines into Viking territory. And we grab him by the back of the jersey at our own 45. And just very quickly, number 14, Bryson Parks has got the Hawks into Viking territory.
Threw a little screen out here to the flats and able to get good blocking on the perimeter. Vikings weren't able to seal the inside as well as the outside. Was able to get big gain on that play. We'll get it for you in just 1 second.
Ball on the near hash mark. That was 26 yards. Arters again in the shotgun. Puts the running back to his left. He rolls left. He's looking downfield. Throws out in the flat. High catch, and it's made. Completion. That was a high throw. He made the catch down at the 32, and it was a great reach to pull up and hold on to that ball and to get it out of bounds.
Quarterback design roll out to the far side. That is the visitor side. All they did was run a deep out. Able to pick up plenty of yards for the first down. It's going to be 2 consecutive first downs for the Hawks.
And both of them, one of them on 2 plays, just one of them that 1 play. Ball now on the far hash mark. Hawks, white jerseys, white pants. On the 32-yard line, it'll be 1st and 10 from there. Arters rolls towards our side. There comes the rush. Little screen pass. Throws it back out. We try to break it. And what a great open field. Oh, number 44 had a hold of him. And was holding him there until we could get some help, but they're still going to pick up 6 or 7 yards on that screen pass.
Yeah, the screen was set up perfectly there by the Hawks. Let our rush come in hot. Tommy Owens there for the Vikings. Tried to blow it up. Got his hands around the ankles and finally brought down by the Vikings for a short game.
It'll be 2nd and, I'll give him 5 yards on that. 2nd and 5, the ball down at the 27. Again on the far hash mark. And the pistol now. Arters with trips to the near side. We're showing man coverage. He gives it to the tailback right in the middle. He gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. That was number 13, Cameron Burdham, and he just got nailed.
The crowd reacts because Devon Holmes was a man on a mission coming through that line of scrimmage. Really lit up the running back, Mason Marshall. Going to be no gain on the play. Big 3rd down for the Vikings.
It'll be 3rd and 5, no gain. 9:54 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Win a 3-man front, showing a linebacker standing up on the far side now. They bring a man in motion towards us to give them trips on the home side. Now it's an empty backfield as they split the back out to the wideout. Arters drops straight back, looks, throws downfield, got a man wide open, makes a catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Hawks.
Yeah, all they did was run a guy right down the seam there against our linebacker, number 44. Anytime you get a receiver and a linebacker man-to-man, that's going to be a difficult play for the Vikings. They are able to score on that play right over the top of the Vikings. Big play for the Hillgrove Hawks for the touchdown.
Pierce on to attempt the extra point for Hillgrove. They're looking to tie it up. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kick is good. It was low but good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back in the CBC Bank press box, we've got a tie score, 7-7, 9:34 to go first quarter. And Pierce set to kick off for the Hawks as we've got Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep to receive. And we'll be going to Bill for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after the kickoff. Pierce approaches the football, right foot into it. kicks it deep. And out of bounds. We'll take over first and 10 at the 35. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That scoring play went 80 yards, took six plays. It was a 26-yard touchdown pass to number 18. That's Jonathan Elder. Took 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock. We're tied with 9:34 left in the first quarter, 7-7.
Thank you, Bill, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. So we got to settle down. That was a methodical drive there by the Hawks defensively. I got confidence Coach Shores to make some adjustments offensively. Let's see what we can do. We need to have a sustained drive, get our defense a little bit of rest here.
We sure do. The Hawks in a three-man front. Barrett for the Vikings in the shotgun. Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, on the field with him. Takes a snap. He rolls right. He's looking. Looking, throws out in the flats. Catcher made by number 14. That is Jalen Smith. And Smith, a pickup about 7 yards out to the 42, where it should be a second and three from there.
Jalen Smith, one of our impact players pregame, filling in for injured Xavier Jenkins. Good job there on the out route, making the catch, getting upfield for positive yards. Second and three for the Vikings.
Devon Kyle comes to the near side, out here all by himself. Take the snap, give it to Barrett keeps it again on the quarterback keeper, and he'll pick up maybe a yard. It'll be third and two. We've got to get out to the 45, and we're at the 43-yard line.
He put it in the gut of Tisdale. Didn't like what he saw defensive end-wise. Barrett decided to keep it. Still going to pick up positive yards. Gives us a manageable third down. Got to get it to the Viking 45 for a first down.
Third and two. 8:37 to go first quarter. We're tied at 7. He gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale will have the first down as he gets across the 45. And he'll get out to about the 49. And we needed two, and he got us about 5.
Brought Tyson Harrison motion to the near side. That got the linebacker's eyes coming out with him, giving it up the gut to Tisdale, running right up the A-gap there, turning those legs, getting a first down. Ball's placed at the 49.
Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Barrett calls for it. Again, he gives it to Tisdale. Bounces outside. Then he cuts back inside one man as he'll pick up 3 yards. They're giving some good, generous sparks. Give him 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Tisdale running right up the gut. Was able to bounce out. His vision is what we like talking about. Bounce outside. Able to get positive yards. Going to say a 4-yard gain there. We do get it into Hillgrove territory on this drive.
Be second and 6 at their 47. We got to get down to the 41. Ball almost on the near hash mark as Hillgrove is in a 3-man front. There they come. We throw it out in the flats to Tyson. Tyson makes the catch. That's Tisdale.
Yeah, Tisdale, beautiful job there. The ball was underthrown, just running a little flat route out there. Underthrown, he did a good job by picking it up before it hit the ground. Big gain on the play there by Tisdale.
Official right on top of it. We get a first down down to the Hillgrove 34-yard line. Ball now on the far hash mark. The Sons of Thunder up over the ball. 7:40 to go. First quarter, we're tied at 7 apiece. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Now they back out, almost in a 5-man front. Barrett changes the play. He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield with him. Play clock's down to 3. Play action, pulls out, looks, throws downfield, up, and it is almost intercepted but dropped at the 20.
Yeah, had Tavon Kyle there on a post route. The problem was there was triple coverage. We were trying to fit it in the window, and Michael Barrett put a little bit too much air. They were not able to come down with the interception. Would have been a big play there for Hillgrove. Second down for the Vikings.
Second and 10. Clock stops, 7:32 to go here, first quarter. Tied at 7 apiece. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Barrett puts Lee just to his right. He calls for the football, looks into the teeth of that three-man front. There again, pulls it out, quarterback option. Spins, still on his feet, turns by one man. Now he's still on his feet, fights off one. Defender two, down the sideline. Does he make it in? And I don't get a signal.
3-yard line. Michael Barrett on the keeper. Really, initial contact was made about the line of scrimmage. Then the second initial contact was made about the linebacker position. Barrett bouncing outside. Sent out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Big pickup there, 31 yards for the Vikings.
It is. Here comes our, what we used to call the old plowboy formation, where we bring those big guys in. Barrett comes to the sidelines, gets the play. It'll be first and goal from the three. The ball on the far hash mark. Our Vikings driving towards the mall in that T formation. They give it to the power over to the left side as Harris turns, runs behind those two front backs, and can get maybe a yard down to the two. Be second and goal from the two.
Ran it off the left side there. Harris was able to get 1 yard before he was brought down. He did try to spin to get extra yardage, but Hillgrove's big front there was able to stop him before the end zone.
And they do have a good defensive front. 6:56 to go here in the first quarter. Tied at 7 apiece. The Vikings, though, are threatening to put 6 more on the board as we have a second and goal from the 2. Ball on the far hash mark. 2 receivers near side. That's Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle. Barrett in the shotgun with J.D. Lee to his right. Gives it to Lee. Lee turns by one man. 2 lies a big leg drive and touchdown Vikings.
Yeah, J.D. Lee, we spread it back out. We got out of that offense, that plowboy offense, spread the field back out. J.D. Lee right up the gut there, 2-yard touchdown run. Vikings get on the board again.
6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Just what you said we needed. That's a little sustained drive to give our defense a chance to rest a little bit. 9 plays. Dagan Anderson up over the ball. Yep, we're going for 2. To the outside to get a block turned, and no, we will not get it. We will not get it. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings set to kick off after we went for a 2-point conversion. Did not get it, and we lead the Hawks right now 13-7. Colden Broom sets the ball up back deep. Is number 11, Tavian Walker, and number 31, Mr. Cameron Wilson. Last time it was kicked short. Let's see what happens here. Again, a high, high kick. It hits, it bounces, and the Vikings have recovered. It hit behind the up man, bounced, got a good roll, and we have recovered at the 20.
Yeah, all we did was pooch it. It was behind the initial line, but before the receiver, and it hit one time. We were right there to recover it. Vikings take over first and 10 ball on the 19. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Oh, okay. In our drive recap, 9 plays, 75 yards, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by number 21, J.D. Lee. And the point after, no good. Your score 13-7 with 6:30 left in the first quarter.
Thank you, Bill, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. So Vikings are going to take over first and 10, ball in the 19 after. We can't call it an onside kick, but we're going to call it an onside kick.
Oh, call timeout, Vikings. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. 6:30 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 13-7. We scored, went for 2, didn't make it. Can't really call an onside kick. It was a pooch kick. Our Vikings have recovered. We've got first and 10 at their 19. Travis Tisdale in the backfield with J.D. Lee. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings rolling from right to left. Hawks in a 4-man front, 2 linebackers. Barrett calls for the football. Drops straight back, looks, throws out. Ball's tipped. It was intended for Devon Kyle, but it was tipped by number 8 of the Hawks. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, number 8, Jared Pryor, saw the slant route coming for Tavon, was able to get his hand on it, weren't able to get it over his head. The slant route was open. Bills impact player Jared Pryor in on the breakup.
It'll be second and 10 for our Vikings. Now this time, Michael Barrett puts Tisdale to his left. Again, that's a 3-man front. They've got 2 linebackers. They've walked up on the line of scrimmage. Barrett keeps it right up the middle by one man, 2 still on his feet, fights his way down to the 10. It'll be third and about 1 from the 10-yard line.
One thing to keep an eye on, Hillgrove is noticing the run rushing attack of the Vikings already is at 95 yards. They're stacking the box. They're bringing more men into the box. They got 3 linebackers now really trying to stop the rushing attack of the Vikings. Third and 1 for the Vikings.
Sooner or later, they're going to be up tight and up. They're going to be really up close, and Barrett's going to go over the top. It's going to burn them. Third and 1, the ball in the middle of the field. Barrett calls for it. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale over the left side, slips, falls. Will he have the first down around the 8-yard line? Will be first and goal for the Vikings It's about the 8.5, maybe the 9-yard line.
I think it's going to be close. Let's go down to Marty for a spot. Marty, you're right there on it.
Yeah, guys, it's a first down there. We just got across the 9. That's all we had to do. The first and goal from the 9-yard line.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 5:38 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 13-7, looking to add to that. Barrett calls for the football, empty backfield, fakes the throw into the flat, keeps the ball up the middle, he goes, squirts and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
When you spread the field out like we've done and you've got a quarterback as athletic as Michael Barrett, he can make things happen. Fake the pitch out into the flat. Kept it right up the gut. Good job up front offensively blocking, getting some guys in space up front. Really, Michael Barrett walked it in the end zone, just dove in for extra measure.
And that'll make it. Now, will we kick the extra point or will we go for two to try to make it up?
We're going for two right out of the gate. We're in the huddle.
Setting the ball down on the 3. Here come those Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Barrett, we're in that straight T. They're in a 5-man front. Barrett under center. Keeps it, rolls, looks. Everybody wide open in the end zone. 2-point conversion, good.
Yeah, we faked the run this time, threw it over the top with a pass. Michael Barrett to Will Tolbert, going to be a 2-point conversion, make it 21-7. We're going to keep it right here on this break. So Vikings really got a gift there by the Hawks on that kickoff. We're able to score after that and get 2 points and make it good.
They come out and what, like I said, when I was playing football years ago, you had that straight T where you got your quarterback under center, fullback is right behind him, and 2 running backs to either side of the fullback. So it looks like a T when you look at it. But he faked it to Tyson Harris over the right side, and Talbert coming off that tight end spot just rolled right out. In fact, he had 2 guys to choose from in the end zone, and Talbert was the more open man. Bill, let's go to Bill for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Well, guys, after that long onside kick, 4 plays, 19 yards, capped off by a 9-yard touchdown run by Michael Barrett. Then the 2-point conversion pass to number 34, Will Tolbert, with 1:05, and the Vikings lead 21-7 now with 5:25 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, any time you can score with 19 seconds, with 1:05, with 3:04, you're really putting their defense on the field, you know, and really making them, you know, instilling our will and really crushing their spirits.
Getting ready to kick off. Broom tees it up again. Looks. Again, Pooch, a nice high kick. They signal fair catch and make it at the 25.
Number 7 for the Hawks was the fair catch receiver. That's Nelson. We kicked it to the home side this time, so really just trying to keep the receiving team for Hillgrove guessing as to what we're going to do.
And that was, and if you looked in the middle, it was pretty wide open in the middle, because you never know which way he's going to go with that ball. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-7 in the first round of the state high school playoffs. Games all over the state tonight. And as we get scores, we will keep you updated. Here come the Hawks. The ball at the 26-yard line. Arters in the shotgun. He's got trips to the far side. We're in a 3-man front. He calls for the ball, throws that little bubble screen, and the ball's on the ground, and Talbert tackles him. Now, are they going to call it a completed pass? Or
no, they call it, the ball hit the ground. The question there was whether it was going to be a lateral or not, but the official was right there.
Yeah, guys, it was definitely forward. It was about a yard forward, but definitely a forward pass there. Good call by the officials, incomplete pass.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 5:19 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 21-7.
Quick update out of Norcross. They are leading 14-0.
Thank you there. We'll need to keep our eye on that one. Twins left, twins right. We're in a 4-man front. Arters rolls left. Looks those. Catch made for the first down out at the 39-yard line. And it was a 13-yard pitch and catch.
Their big yardage throwing the ball thus far tonight has been that designed quarterback rollout, giving him extra time to throw the ball. That time he rolled to the far side. Really just a curl route there run by the receiver. Nelson able to make a catch enough for the first down.
First and 10 for Hillgrove out to their 39. The ball on the far hash mark. Again, they got twins left, twins right. We're in a three-man front, four. He rolls this way. He's looking. Downfield, got a man wide open, and a catch made by number one, and he will score. He got behind our corner. We couldn't catch up to him, and Hillgrove will take it into the end zone.
Yeah, Fred Stewart right there got beat just by a step or two, and that's all they needed. They were able to throw it off the top by Aquano, and he was able to pick a big play there for the Hillgrove offense. So they score really quickly as well to answer the call.
Pierce on to attempt the extra point. Arters, quarterback, is the holder. He almost missed the last one. And we've got a whistle and a flag, and we've got encroachment on the defense.
Looks like we lined up offside here on the near side of the field. The line judge over on our side of the field called offside.
So you back it up.
They're gonna decline it.
Yeah, they'll decline it because really you move it a yard and a half. That doesn't help you a whole bunch. Pierce now set. He lines the kick up. And they're waiting for the snap. Here comes the ball. They put it down. And it's up. It's good. We're 21-14. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. Hillgrove set to kick off. Pierce up over the... He's set to tee the ball up. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. They've cut it to 7. 21-14 back. Davis, Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle. It's gone to Tavon, and it's gone, kicked it toward Tyson, but kicked it out of bounds. Number 85, a 6'3", 210-pound junior. Lanky fella. Again, a high kick that will sail into the end zone for a touchback. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go down to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last play, last drive, three plays, took 41 seconds, went 74 yards, capped off by a 61-yard touchdown pass from Arters to Okonkwo, and the extra point by number 85, Pierce, is good. And with 4:44 left in the first quarter, it's the Vikings 21, Hawks 14.
And it's not surprising. They've got a good offense. Our guys have come out and played some good football here offensively in the first half. Defensively, we've got to figure out a way to stop those passes. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Barrett in the shotgun. Looks at three down linemen. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale was hit and will lose yardage. Maybe even 3 yards.
Yeah, Tisdale running off that right side. Penetration was there by the defensive front for Hillgrove. It's going to be a 2, maybe 3 yard loss on the play. It's going to be second and long for the Vikings.
And that was a different look defensively because they've got three down linemen, but they spread them out a little more. Give the linebackers a gap. Be second and 12 back at the 18. Barrett again to Tisdale around the right side. Oh, got a great block on the corner. As he gets over the right side across the 20, out to 21 or 22.
Yeah, Tisdale running to the far side of the field, able to pick up positive yards there, make it a more manageable third down. Block out there on the end was nasty to really bust that outside there.
Give him 4 yards, be third and 6. We're at the 24. We've got to get to the 30. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Play action, looks, throws out. Catch made for the first down by Devon Kyle out to the 33-yard line. That's just what we needed. Just pick it apart.
That's right. On the out route there, 10-yard out route or so, enough. Knowing where the stakes are was what was so important in that route. Making the catch, 10 yards on the pickup there. Tavon Kyle, the sure-handed Tavon Kyle, making the catch, enough for the first down.
First and 10, Vikings out to our 34. 3:39 to go first quarter. We're leading 21-7. Barrett again on a quarterback, on that quarterback option. He keeps it, and he goes over the right side. He'll get across the 40 up to the 41. Give him about 6 yards on that carry.
The best part about that read pass option, giving it to the running back several times, really gets that defensive end biting out there on it, and you're able to keep it for one time, pick up positive yards. That's what Michael Barrett's been so good at doing this year for the Viking offense.
Again, the ball on the far hash mark. We send two receivers far side, two near side. J.D. Lee to the left of Michael Barrett. They show him blitz up the middle. There they come. We give it to Lee. He runs away from the blitz over the right side. Has the first down as it gets across the 45 out to the 48-yard line.
The ability for the Vikings to rotate running backs in there. Tisdale, Lee. We'll even put in Tyson Harris sometimes, bring in Scat. That really keeps fresh legs in there, able to keep it going and really imposes its will on a defense.
2:56 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 21-14. First to 10, Vikings at our own 49-yard line. Barrett in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper over the left side. Up the middle he goes by one man. Two squirt to the outside. Down the sidelines. They grab him and they pull him down, but not till he gets inside the 20. Give him about 32, 33 yards on that run.
Michael Barrett's ability to run it up the middle and then bounce it outside when he sees tacklers coming is so critical. 34 yards on the pickup for the Vikings. He gets over 141 yards thus far tonight, and we're not even through one quarter of football.
First and 10, Vikings. Barrett looks, throws out to Tyson Harris, gets a block on the corner. He squirts by one inside the 10, the 5 stumbles. Oh, into the end zone. Touchdown, senior Tyson Harris.
Tyson Harris caught it out there in the flats. Good job blocking on the perimeter, too, by his other receiver there.
Taylor Smith.
Go ahead, Marty. Sorry, I thought that was Marty. Did a good job right there blocking. Field awareness about a Tyson, so huge. He knew the outside wasn't there, cut it back inside. Big pickup there and a touchdown by Tyson Harris.
And Colton Broom to attempt the extra point. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here in Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 28-14. Let's go to Bill Anderson for the Bill Anderson. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Drive recap.
All right, guys. That last drive took 7 plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes, 23 seconds, capped off by a 17-yard pass from Michael Barrett to Tyson Harris. The extra point by Broom good, and the Vikings lead 28-14 with 2:21 left in the first quarter.
And thank you, Bill Osborne, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Broom set to kick off again. We have pooched it each time we've kicked off. We do it again. Nice little high kick. They signal fair catch, and they make it at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, I like it. Coach Mack is saying, look, we don't want to give you anything big returning the ball. We got a guy that can kick it high enough that makes you fair catch it, and what that's going to do is make you go 75, 80, maybe even 70 yards every time. We're not going to lose the field position battle with you returning a big kick here. So strategic, you know, and he may even pull out of his hat, too, a little onside kick if it's necessary, set up last week by doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. 28-14, Vikings lead, 2:21 to go first quarter. It is the Hawks football, first and 10 at their 26. Ball on the far hash mark. Hawks going from left to right on your radio dial. Otter, he gives it to the tailback. And that is number 23, will be Mason Marshall on the carry, and he'll have a first down.
Yeah, just ran off the right side here, bounced it outside off the tackle, and able to get to the second level against the Vikings. Good run there, 11 yards on the carry for number 23, Marshall, first and 10, Hawks.
Ball in the middle of the field. Hawks bring three receivers near side. Nobody. Now they've got four near side. Arters. Quickly, a little bubble screen. Now they're looking for a double pass. They throw back to the quarterback, got the screen set up. He gets a block on the corner. He's into Viking territory, but we'll run him out of bounds down around the 39-yard line. The very same thing we tried to do last week, where our timing was off, they executed pretty good.
They threw it right. Yeah, quarterback throwback there. Number 14 was the receiver. He stepped back behind the quarterback, so it was a lateral. They had blockers set up downfield on the far side after the catch made by number 12, the quarterback. Able to pick up positive yards, 24 yards on the carry to get into Viking territory.
Down to our 39. Ball on the far hash mark. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Arters brings a man in motion on the jet sweep. Now he runs right by the quarterback. He gives it to McCullough. That's the running back, McCullough. McCullough over the left side. He'll pick up about 3 yards, and he'll get down to around the 36-yard line.
The Hawks have a double-headed monster to it, running back in number 2, McCullough, 6'1", 195 pounds. He's only a sophomore. This kid's going to be good. Watch him.
McCullough just to the right of Arter. Arter standing on the far hash mark. Looking at a three-man front. Again, they bring the man, give it to him on a jet sweep. Pitches back out to McCullough. McCullough over the right side. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20. We grab him from behind and run him out of bounds about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, they ran a jet sweep, and they also ran a guy out lateral with him, too. So as soon as they caught the jet sweep, he threw, pitched it out. We do have an injured Viking on the field. Was out of bounds. Looks to be injured. See if we can get Marty to get down there and give us a look at who it is.
He's up on
the It is Jeff Davis, hurt on the sidelines, and training staff tending to him now. He's grabbing, it looks like he's grabbing his right leg.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update.
Very quiet, minute nine to go here in the first quarter. The Vikings are leading 28-14, but it will be first and 10 Hillgrove, the ball at the 13.
The injury was off the field, so they are going to go right back to play here.
Arter in the shotgun with Marshall in the backfield. Throws out, catch. Oh, the catch was made and then dropped by number 10 at the 5. I think he heard footsteps.
Yeah, just running a little curl route out there. The pass was right there on the money. Just tried to get upfield before he caught the ball. Dropped it. Going to bring it second down for the Hawks.
Ball at the 14-yard line to the Vikings. A minute 5 to go here in the first quarter. Ball on the near hash mark. Arter in the shotgun with Marshall to his left. He's got twins left, single receiver right. He rolls left, looks. Those the catch underneath, catch made by number 1. Turns, spins, will be inside the 5. They'll have the first down. It'll be first and goal for the Hawks down around the 2, maybe it's the 3-yard line.
Again, they got the quarterback out of the pocket running the bootleg there. Curl right again, enough for the first down. Going to be first and goal on the reception by number 1, Aquanwo.
First and goal for the Hawks. Inside 1 minute to go. Arter. They've got a power eye. All three backs stacked one behind the other. And now the band, the officials have called timeout. And they're going to tell coach that the band can't play when Hillgrove is coming to the line of scrimmage. We see it happen all the time.
Yeah, usually what this does, it gets the crowd alive, and that's what it does. Crowd's been pretty dead all night tonight, Wes, but they come to their feet there in a big, pivotal first and goal for the Hillgrove Hawks.
There we go. Triple power eye. Arter under center. Rolls right. Looking. Throws out to catch made by the receiver coming out of the backfield, and it's a touchdown for the Hawks.
Yeah, all they did was run a power eye, fake the handoff there, threw it out into the flat. To big number 28, that is Coker, 5'11", 235-pound senior. And again, another design rollout there by the quarterback for the Hawks.
Pierce on to attempt the extra point. Order to hold. And we'll wait on the snap. There it comes. It's down. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium. If you'd have told me we'd have had 49 points scored in the first quarter, I'd said you were crazy. But we do. 28-21. Excuse me. Vikings are leading. Pierce set to kick off. Back deep is Tyson Harris and Devon Kyle. It's Tisdale back now instead of Tyson Harris. Tisdale back deep along with Tavon. We've only been able to return one, and Tavon Kyle took it back to the 50. Pierce steps into it. Nice, again, high kick. Sailing to the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys, that last drive, 7 plays, went 74 yards, took a minute 54 seconds. Capped off by a 1-yard touchdown pass from number 1, Arters, to number 28, and that is Deontay Coker. The extra point's good, 28-21 with 27 seconds left in the first quarter.
Here comes big Michael Barrett, Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, at running back. We send two receivers far side. We've got two near side. Hawks in a 4-man front. Two linebackers. Barrett keeps it, throws way out to Harris. Harris makes the catch at the 20. And he's all the way out to the 28-yard line before they run him out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 18.3. One of those plays where he started left and just Harris is standing by himself. Looked like a little lob pass.
Yeah, the cornerback bit in there on Barrett running and was able to kind of shovel pass it out to the flats. Tyson able to pick up positive yards. Second down and two for the Vikings.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. It'll be second and two. They give it to, again, to Tisdale. Tisdale over the left side jumps into that A gap. He's going to be, does a flag on the far side. He's going to be short of the first down by about half a yard. But let's see. Illegal procedure on our Vikings. Back it up 5 yards.
It appears that it was not going to be enough for the first down anyway on the rush.
And umpire is marking it off. Take it all the way back to the 23-yard line. So it'll be second and seven. There's 11.2 seconds to go.
In the first quarter.
Yep, in the first quarter. Vikings leading 28-21. Clock's running. I think we're just going to let it run out. Barrett standing there. Nope, he calls for the ball. Quarterback option, he keeps it, he goes right up the middle, and they stop him as he gets back to the 24. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here in Martin Stadium. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers.
Hey, guys, I just had a chance to get a word with Jeff Davis, our senior linebacker, leader of this team. Jeff is he's in a lot of pain. He's hurt his right knee, but Jeff is in good spirits. They feel like it may not be that bad, but we'll see. But he just had a good word with him. He's still a heart of a leader over there trying to encourage his team to come out and win this football game.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Third and seven, Barrett drops back, looks, throws out in the flats, and the ball is intercepted. It was off the fingertips of Marcus Gary and was intercepted by the Hawks, and they have it first and 10 at the 20.
Yeah, throw was a little bit high there intended for Marcus Gary. And the cornerback for the Hillgrove Hawks, number 8, one of our impact players, was right there to take the tip at the interception. Hawks are going to take over with their best field position of the night, starting at the Viking 20-yard line.
11:51 to go here in the first half. Vikings are leading 28-21. As somebody once called it, when you have a score like that, you got a little basketball on grass. Both teams back and forth. Here come Arters for the Hawks. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Two receivers far side. They got a single receiver near side. Now they put him in motion to the far side to give him trips over there. Arter looks, rolls, throws that way. Catch made in the seam. At the 10, it'll be first and goal. They'll have the first down around the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Hawks at the 9.
Yeah, right there, the receiver. All he did was get enough for the first down, turn around and sit in the zone there. Good job by the quarterback staying in the pocket. Arters throwing a bullet there. Going to be first and goal for the Hillgrove Hawks.
Ball in the middle of the field. Clock has stopped, has started. Play clock at 15. They've got McCullough in the backfield. He rolls left. Arter looking, now throws back right. And we see it coming. He's by one man, split right inside two defenders. Gets tripped up and he'll go down after one. I thought we had him pinned back somewhere around the 12, 13-yard line, and he just was a little shifty with his feet and scooted between our two Viking defenders to get down, but he did a 360 in the air to land at the one to be second and goal from the one.
Yeah, just ran the quarterback on a bootleg to the near side. He stopped, threw it back to the far side, able to make a tackler miss over there and get upfield for a positive gain. Ball is placed down the one-yard line.
Again, that power eye stacked all three running backs behind each other. Ball on the ground. And they call third down now. Quarterback Arters fell on it.
Yeah, he tried to come out from underneath the center before the ball was snapped. Caused a fumble there. It's going to be a loss of one on the play. Lucky to recover the ball after that mishap.
Third and goal at the 2. 10:25 to go in the first half. We lead 28-21. We need a big, huge stand here from our Vikings. Again, they've all three backs stacked one behind the other. They give it to the no quarterback, keeps it. He's looking, tucks the ball, starts to run, hits, spins and turns, falls into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, they were trying that same rollout pass to the fullback, And it was covered up nicely, so the quarterback decided to tuck it and run upfield. All he had to do was get 2 yards, able to get upfield and get the touchdown.
Pierce on to attempt the extra point to make this a tie ball game.
Too bad we don't have instant replay, guys, because when he spun, I think his knee did go down before he reached out. But he did make a good reach there for the goal line, but I do think his knee might have been down.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Pierce waiting on the snap. Orders to hold. Ball's down. Kicks up. We got it. No, he missed it. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. 10:04 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 28-27. Hillgrove just missed the extra point. Pierce set to kick off. The flags are not blowing, so there's not a whole lot of wind there tonight. We've got, again, now Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris back deep to receive for our Vikings. Travis Tisdale, the up man. J.D. Lee, the up man on the far side. Pierce for Hillgrove will be kicking towards that north end zone. He approaches the football, puts that foot into it, and again it'll just sail into the end zone, and Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and I Drive recap.
All right, guys, that last drive, 3 plays, went 20 yards, took a minute, 47 seconds, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by number 12, Arters. The extra point by Pierce, no good, and your score with 10:04 left in the first half, Vikings 28, Hawks 27.
Ball will be in the middle of the field as the Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial. J.D. Lee in the backfield as Michael Barrett trots out on the field. He's got two receivers near side. Single receiver far side is Jalen Smith and Tyson Harris to the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner from the near side. Now they back out. Throw out to Harris. Makes a catch. Gets a block by one man. Steps back. Again gets hit from behind. And they'll say he stepped out of bounds about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, threw it out here into the flats. Good blocking out there by number 14, Smith, for the Vikings. Tyson able to show his ability in space to get upfield. Good positive gain on first down, 5 yards. Going to bring up second down and 5.
Smith and Tyson Harris to the far side. Tavon Cowell to the near side. He's in single coverage over here. Barrett in the shotgun. Looks at a four-man front. And he gives it to Lee. Lee over the left side. And he'll get across the 25 to the 26-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and 4 at the 26 with 9:42 to go here in the first half. And the Vikings leading by 1, 28-27.
Check Kisdale in the game now after that carry by Lee. See if we can get a positive pickup and get the first down to keep momentum going.
Defensive linemen talk at each other. They jump into the neutral zone. And we're going to pick ourselves up a first down.
Yeah, we'll take them any way we can get them there. Good job on Michael Barrett on the hard count. Able to get enough to get him to jump. Way to be sound up front offensively too. Discipline there, not jumping off sides on something like that.
Moves it out to the 31. 1st and 10 Vikings out at our own 31. They're on the near hash mark. Sons of Thunder over the football. Hawks in a four-man front. Michael Barrett asks for the football. Gives it to Tisdale around the right side. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50. Down the sidelines he goes. It's Tisdale. It's Tisdale. It's touchdown Tisdale.
Travis Tisdale just really ran a sweep to the outside. Good blocking on the perimeter by the Vikings. And when that hole opened, the young man showed his 4-4 speed. Able to really take it to the house with those jets coming off his feet there, boys. Kid's fast.
Yes, sir. And he's only a sophomore. Coach saying kick the extra point. Colton Broom to set it down. Eric Paulo to hold. Degan Anderson, the long snapper. And waiting on Degan's snap. There it is. Ball down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. 9 minutes to go, first half. Vikings lead 35-27. And quickly, let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys. That last drive, 3 plays, 80 yards, a minute, 4 seconds, capped off by a 67-yard touchdown run by Tisdale. Broom's extra point is good. Your score, 35-27, Vikings with 9 minutes left in the half.
And we thank you, Bill Osborne, for that Paige Hegener drive recap.
Yeah, we got to have a defensive stop here. Neither team has really done anything defensively tonight thus far. The one interception was a stop, but we got to get a big stop defensively.
New kicker, Eric Paulo, to set the kickoff. And you look at Hillgrove, they don't realize it because they've got their kick returners up around the 15-yard line. Paulo approaches the ball, puts that nice left foot into it. High, high, high kick. They go back. They take it at the 9. They're across the 10 to 15. Start left at the 20. Comes back near side. We hit him. Still on his feet. Break by one man, two. Gets across the 20. Out to the 21-yard line, 22. And, boy, was that exciting to see that kick return. But the guy got about 10 yards on the 10, on the, looked like about a 50-yard run back and forth.
Yeah, he's running back and forth. He's running east and west. Coach always says run north and south. He was running east and west there. We kicked it deep that time. It's the first time tonight we kicked it deep. Caught him off guard just a little bit. They had to run back to catch it. And, yeah, the young man ran north. If he'd ran north and south, he would have got some positive, more positive yards. They're going to take over first and 10 ball, set down on the 22-yard line.
Ball in the middle of the field. We've got a quarterback change.
Quarterback still 12.
Oh, that's Hunter Arters. Nope. He's got twins left, twins right. Looks those out in the flats. Catch made. Catch made at the 25, 26-yard line. And he's hit immediately by who's playing corner? Tyson Harris.
Yeah, we talked about it in pregame. Tyson and Tavon are going to switch in and out at that cornerback position. And he came up, made the stop, also in on the tackle there. Tyson Shaw for the Vikings, filling in for injured Jeff Davis.
Out at the 28-yard line, it'll be second and about six with 8:18 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-27. Arter for the Hawks. He's got 23. Marshall in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. He rolls right, rolls away from those guys. Throws out. Oh, the ball is tipped out there by number three, Carter. And it was then almost tipped into the fingertips of the receiver who dropped it.
Yeah, Brenton Carter showing his vertical ability to go up. He had a receiver behind him there, but he was able to get his fingertips on it to disrupt that pass. Huge third down for the Vikings. Crowd comes alive.
We need this huge stop right here. Third and four. The ball at their 28-yard line.
Also checking in the secondary, number 15, Austin Robinson at safety.
Arter in the shotgun. McCullough to his right. Brings a man on the jet sweep to the left. Trips to the far side of the field. He drops back. Looks, throws out. Catch. Oh, and intercepted by Carter. But he drops it. He picks it up and he falls on it. He had possession for the interception. Had daylight. Nothing but real estate in front of him. Dropped it, but fell on it. It'll be Viking football at their 20.
They tried to run that same out enough to get past the sticks. Brenton Carter read it like a book, was able to go up high, get the interception, and he just saw nothing but pay dirt in front of him, dropped the ball, was able to be right there to pick it up, though. Vikings are going to take over first and 10 at the 19-yard line.
Ball set down on the far hash mark. 7:43 to go here in the first half. This crowd has finally come to life.
Each team does have a turnover now. Both of them come off interceptions, and both have given them same field position around the 20-yard line after the interception.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Barrett straight back. Looks, throws across the middle. Catch made! That's Tavon Kyle. Makes the catch on the far side. Inside the 5-yard line. We will have first and goal down around the 3.
Tavon does such a good job getting the cornerback hips in the wrong direction. He's able to stick that left foot out, cut inside. Ball was right on the money there. Able to make the reception inside the 5-yard line. Good job, Tavon Kyle. Even better pass and protection by that offensive line.
First and goal from the 4. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Barrett calls for the football. Gives it to Tisdale on the right side. He trips and falls and he gets hit. Will they hold him up? Yep, they're going to hold him up after 1. He tripped as he was going down. Thought he might fall into the end zone. But he will extend it and lay down after 1.
We were going up tempo there, trying to hit him quick there. Going to hit his knee down at the 1-yard line, so it's going to be second and goal for the Vikings at the 1.
Barrett in the shotgun. Moves the tight end over to the left side, now puts him back to the right side. And Vikings will take timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break.
Guys, once again, proof the crowd makes a difference. First time they come to their feet and we make a play.
I agree, man.
It rattles the other team. It gets our team excited. It's imperative, and I can't believe our crowd has been so dead, but finally they stood up.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts clock. Sideline up.
Back at the CBC Bank press box here in Martin Stadium. It is 6:41 to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-27. It will be second and goal from the one. And Marty, you were talking about it during the break. Boy, that's what, after that interception, the crowd coming alive has really, really sparked our defense.
We got to capitalize on this, though. Turnover, got to have points on the board.
Barrett will be in the shotgun. He'll have Travis Tisdale, the sophomore, to his right. Two receivers to the near side. Official says, let's go. Barrett, standing at the five, takes the football, gives it to Tisdale up the middle. Oh, into the A-gap he goes, tiptoeing into the end zone, touchdown bucket.
Yeah, had a different little formation there. Brought Brownrigg in right behind the tackle, guard and tackle split there. Able to get that positive push. Tisdale just walked into the end zone. Vikings go out to a 41-27 lead, awaiting the extra point.
Apollo to hold. Golden Broom to attempt. And Degan Anderson, who's considered an offensive lineman with skills, snap the ball back. We're not quite halfway here in the first half yet, through the second quarter, that is. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box here on the campus of Lowndes High School, Martin Stadium, 6:36 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 42-27. Back deep is Tavian Walker and Cameron Wilson. And Colton Broom now to kick off. There's a little open right there in the middle. Let's see what he does with it. High, high, high kick. They signal fair catch. And they'll take it at the 27-yard line. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, guys, that last drive, three plays, took 1:07, went 19 yards, capped off by a one-yard touchdown run by number 6, Travis Tisdale. The extra point is good by Colton Broom, but that whole thing set up by an interception by number 3, Brent Carter. Your score, 42 for the Vikings, 27 for the Hawks. 6:36 left in the first half.
Now, I want to remind you, Viking fans, it wasn't that long ago. It was 28-14, and before we could blink our eyes and blow our nose, it was 28-27.
Yeah, Hillgrove shows that they can score quickly here. We need another big stop.
Arters, empty backfield. Play action. Throws downfield. Got a man. Oh, it is intercepted. It is intercepted by number 12. At the 40, they'll return it down to the 25. Just what Mr. TBT Taylor Biddletime said we needed.
Yeah, well, it looks like the quarterback was thinking he was running an in route, and Fred Stewart was there to step up on the out route and make the interception there. Positive yards on the play after the interception. Two huge interceptions for the Vikings, and we're in business again, ball on the 24-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial, leading 42-27. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. J.D. Lee to the left of Michael Barrett. Two receivers far side, two near side. Barrett asks for the football. He drops straight back. He looks. Lost toward the end zone to Tyson Harris. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, all we did was run a little post route there. Able to beat his defender to the inside. Plenty of time to throw the football. I can't talk enough about that offensive line. Good job by Tyson Harris. Seeing the ball, coming down with it, getting upfield after reception, touchdown Vikings.
Looks like we're going to go for two. I think, yep, we do. Over the left side, and yes, into the end zone. That's Gary into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back to the CBC Bank press box here, high above Martin Stadium. Vikings set to kick off, and that is Colton Broom. Back deep is Walker and Wilson for the Hawks. The Vikings have put up 50 points in the first 1.5 quarters.
Yeah, we're not even through halfway point. We're not even at the halfway point in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 19 seconds to go. 50 points.
There's a kick. Nice little high kick. Taken at the 15. He's up to the 20. Comes near side. Gets hit at the 25. We'll go down at the 26-yard line. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Another easy one, guys. One play set up by an interception by number 12, Fred Stewart. It went, took only 7 seconds, 24 yards, a pass from Michael Barrett to Tyson Harris. The two-point run by Marcus Gary. And your score is 50-27 with 6:11 left in the second quarter.
Hawks with the football on the far side of the field. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial in those white uniforms. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Arter's in the shotgun. He's the quarterback. He rolls towards our side, looks to throw back. And the receiver catches the ball, but he's hit behind the line of scrimmage and will lose about 6 yards.
They were setting up the screen there. The guy was able to catch it, but not before Devon Holmes and Tyson Shaw were able to break through. It's going to be a huge loss on the play by the Hillgrove Hawks. Good job defensively by the Vikings there. Second and forever.
Second and 17 back at the 19-yard line. Viking defense playing some inspired football here in this part of the second quarter. We're in a four-man front. Arters again, looking, throws out. Catch intercepted by Will Tolbert. Tolbert just runs over the back as he takes it down inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line.
Three consecutive plays, three consecutive interceptions by the Vikings. This time Will Tolbert gets his name on the stat books with an interception. Visually, he was right in where he needed to be on that play. They were trying to hit a little out route there. Will Tolbert stepped in front of it, picked it off, returned it to the 14-yard line. Vikings are in business once again.
First and 10 Vikings from the Hawk, 14-yard line. Be going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Michael Barrett in the backfield. All by himself. Empty backfield. Hawks in a four-man front. Two linebackers. Linebacker showing blitz up the middle. Now we pick it up. Quarterback keeper, he gets hit. Spins away from one man. Still on his feet. Dances. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and will pick up a couple of yards. What it looked like, he might lose about three.
It looked like he was trying to check to something and wanted to get it out there quickly, but the defensive line closed pretty quickly there. Barrett, all he had to do was try to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and he gained a little bit on the play. West going to bring up second and eight.
Second and eight. The ball down at the 12-yard line. We're inside 5 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 50-27. He's got J.D. Lee to his left. Twins left, twins right. Now he brings Tyson Harris on the jet sweep. Gives it to him around the left side. Tyson by one man, two. Squares up. Dives toward the pylon. Out of bounds at the two.
There is a flag on the play in the backfield, too. A jet sweep. Good job blocking out there front by Marcus Gary. It's in the holding area.
The preliminary signal was against us.
Penalties have been really low tonight. Only three penalties have been called tonight thus far. Flag thrown down at the 15-yard line. They move it up a little bit.
Don't have holding. That'll back it out to the 23-yard line.
So that negates a big rush there by Tyson on the jet sweep. He was able to get it close to the goal line. It looks like they marked him out of bounds around the 2-yard line. So it's going to bring up second down and 19 for the Vikings.
Ball in the middle of the field. Two backs in the backfield. With Barrett, except now. Ball was thrown across the middle to Marcus Gary. He was wide open but got tipped at the line of scrimmage. He had put Tyson Harris in motion toward the visitor side. That'll stop the clock with 4:24 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 50-27, and that'll make it third and 19.
Yeah, he put it in the gut there of Lee, pulled it out quickly, trying to hit Gary on the slant. Defensive lineman, again, just put his hand up, was able to bat it down before we were able to get the completion. Third and long for the Vikings.
Two far side, two receivers near side. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Michael Barrett. They're showing blitz. There they come. We pick it up. He steps up into the pocket by one man, two, still on his feet. Squirts by one, heads towards the corner of the end zone. At the 10, at the 5, runs over the corner, and he goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Barrett.
Yeah, we were trying to throw it there on a post. Michael Barrett saw it collapsing around him, stepped up in the pocket, and when that kid gets into open space, he can make miracles happen there. Touchdown for the Vikings, and it looks like we might be going for two again. We set it up. And, yeah, they're going to go for two again.
There goes Gary to the outside, tries to get cut back in, and he will not make it. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, 4:08 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 56-27. We're set to kick off again. Back deep is Walker and Wilson for the Hillgrove Hawks. It's Colton Broom. We have squibbed it. High kick where they've had to call a fair catch most of the night. We'll be going to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating Air Drive recap right after this. Nice high kick. Taken at the 15. He's up to the 20. 25, comes near side, gets hit from behind at the 30, still on his feet. Fights his way out to about the 32-yard line where the Hillgrove will take over first and 10 from there. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, gentlemen, three plays, 23 yards, capped off by a 23-yard touchdown run by number one, Michael Barrett. Took 2 minutes and 11 seconds. The extra point run by Marcus Gary, no good. Your score, 56-27, Vikings lead. Here with 3 minutes, 59 seconds left in the second quarter.
Michael Barrett doing a good job tonight, rushing 167 yards and 3 touchdown runs. As long as from scrimmage, it's 50 yards on that first touchdown, Wes.
Arters in the shotgun. First and 10 at the 32. They throw out in the flat. That pass is complete. We didn't intercept that one. And they'll get out to the 39-yard line, give them about 6-7 yards on that pass play.
Threw it out there to the flats. Number 14, who's done some damage to us. He gets up gingerly a little bit on that play. He's going to go off for a play. Parks was the receiver there. And he's done some damage to us tonight. Keep an eye on him and his return.
Second, they've got to get out. Second and it's second and 3 from the 39. They've got to get out to the 42. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, Arters. With McCullough, the sophomore, in the backfield with him. We're in a 3-man front. They give it to the receiver on the jet sweep, coming around the left side. It's across the 40, 45, 50, into Viking territory, down to the 46-yard line. And this is a lot what they did in the first quarter when they racked up a lot of yardage.
Yeah, running the jet sweep there, they were able to get containment on the outside as well. Might even have been close to a hold there, but good job of that young man getting upfield into Viking territory. They're going to have a first down ball in the 46, 3:10 to go. Vikings are leading 56-27.
Ball there, like I say, at our 46. It's on the near hash mark. Hawks going from right to left on your radio dial. As we head toward the end of this first half, we are in a three-man front with a linebacker up tight. Play action across the middle and in and out of the hands of our defensive back because he underthrew the intended receiver, and we were just all over that one.
Yeah, running that read pass option, trying to hit the quick slant as well there, intended for their big receiver, and Austin Robinson was trying to get in on the action, and interceptions was just a little too low for him to make the pick, but he was really the only guy there that could have caught the ball.
Second and 10 at the 46-yard line, 240, stops the clock with 2:49 to go. Arters looks at our three-man front. He drops straight, but now he rolls right, trying to get out of the way. Those out in the flat, catch made by number one. It'll be short of the first down. It'll be a 9-yard reception, but it'll be a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, their biggest plays tonight have come when they get the quarterback, Arters, out of the pocket, pass complete to Okonkwo, but he's going to be short of the first down. Another big third down for the Vikings. The crowd begins to come alive, knowing the importance of this third down.
Give him 8 yards on that. I said 9. Give him 8. It'll be third and 2 at our 38-yard line. 2:15 to go in the half. Arters looks to the sidelines. Gets the play from Coach Ironside. Two receivers near side, two far side. He drops straight back. Throws across the middle. Catch made on a little slant pass across the middle to number 16 for the first down. Down at the 34.
Yeah, they had good protection up front. All they were running was a little slant, enough to get the first down. we were bringing a little bit of a blitz off that side that they threw the slant to, and they were able to get the first down, keep the clock running and the possession moving.
Inside 2 minutes to go now here in the first half. First and 10, Hillgrove. The ball on the far hash mark. They're at our 34. He drops straight back again. There comes a rush, throws across. Oh, and the receiver turned one way. Our defensive back turned another. And we went for the ball. Now they're calling. Now come the flag in.
Man, it looks like it's going to be pass interference called on Brenthany Carter. Ball was thrown way behind the receiver. Brenthany had a chance to make the interception, but a flag comes in from the back judge.
And I honestly didn't see it because we watched the football where it went to. I didn't see pass interference.
Yeah, it was a late penalty there thrown in the area of the intended pass, and that's exactly what they call pass interference. Going to bring the ball down to the 19-yard line.
The first and 10 with a minute 37 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 56-27. But Hillgrove trying to cut into this lead now. Again, Arter. Catch out in the flats. Great open field tackle. No, they said the receiver was down. 14 made the catch. And the ball came out and we fell on it, but he was down.
But yeah, they're saying the ground caused that to come out. He made the catch there on a little out route. It's going to pick up 4 yards on the play.
Give him second and six. The ball at the 16-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark as Hillgrove is going from right to left on your radio dial. The first round of the state high school playoffs. Arter standing at the 20. He's got McCullough, the sophomore, to his right. Twins left, twins right. We show blitz off the corner. And the ball, he is hit just as he releases the ball. It's going to flutter and fall incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 53.6 seconds to go, and that'll make it third and seven.
Yeah, Elgin Griffin right there putting pressure on the quarterback, and he lit him up as he was throwing the ball. He got up real gingerly. Pass was intended out there in the area of a flag route going towards the end zone. Going to be third down and seven for the Vikings.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Again, we're in a four-man front. They've got a man move to the far side. That's three. They look that way, throw that little bubble screen out, cuts back underneath. And he's across the 5-10 into the end zone. Touchdown. They just roll him out, little bubble screen. He comes back against the grain. They've done it several times tonight. Touchdown, Hillgrove.
Yeah, the problem on that play is called beautifully offensively. We were bringing the house blitzing, and they really threw it across the middle there on that little bubble slant there, and there was nobody there in protection to make the tackle after he made the catch. That's going to be a touchdown for the Hillgrove Hawks.
Pierce attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. It's down. It's up. And it's no good. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box. 45.6 seconds to go. Vikings leading 56-33. We've got time. Let's go to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, that last one was nine plays, went 68 yards, took 3 minutes, 23 seconds. The touchdown, a pass from number 12, Arters, to number 83. That's Cameron Connolly. And extra point, no good. It's 56-33 with 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Vikings lead.
89 points scored here in the first half. A total of 666 yards of offense put up by both teams. If you like offensive football, that's what you've seen this first half. Pierce set to kick off. Harris and Tavon Kyle back deep. This young man for Hillgrove, though, has put it in the end zone almost every time he's kicked it. Let's see what he does now. And Tyson takes it at the 1. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Harris by one man, two, still on his feet. The senior cuts outside across the 40 to 45, and they'll run him down at the 47-yard line. He took it at the 1 and took it all the way out to the, they're going to mark it down at the 43, so give him a 42-yard return on that kick.
That gives us good field position to try to put some more points on the board. We do still have one timeout that we can work with here. But we've seen the ability for the Viking offense to score quickly. Got to be moving on the ball when something's in play here. Miko Washington checks into the ball game.
A 6'3", 160-pounder. He comes to our side of the field. We send two to the far side. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. Four-man front. Barrett, quarterback keeper. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and nothing else.
Yeah, Barrett on the quarterback keeper. I think it was designed for him the whole
time.
We're
asking for time.
We call timeout. We'll keep it right here.
21.8 seconds to go. And I tell you what, like I said, if you like a lot of offense, that's what you've seen. Until there's 21 seconds and the way our Vikings have scored, we could see another score before half.
Yeah, I think you let a little bit too much time run off the clock there after that rushing attempt. I like to see us get the ball downfield. The clock is going to stop after a first down, but it's going to start right back up if we're not careful. We're going to run out of time here. No timeouts left. Hillgrove does have three to work with.
Been a, like I said, just a shootout. Now, the second half, we won the toss and elected to receive, so that means Hillgrove will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, it's something that we're going to have to, you know, we're big in the third quarter this season. We talked about that in pregame. It's something that we're going to have to continue because Hillgrove has shown that they can score offensively on our Viking defense.
And they can score at will.
That's right. Points are going to be a premium from here on out. I think both teams understand that.
Barrett in the shotgun, Tisdale to his left. Two receivers near side, two far side. 21.8 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 56-33. Hillgrove in the three-man front. Now they're showing blitz by two linebackers. There they come. Barrett steps up in the pocket. He's got the ball. He takes off to start to run. He should have headed toward the sideline, but he didn't. Still on his feet. Crosses the 35 down to the 30. Now there's 12.6 seconds to go. He'll have to spike the ball. As soon as they set the chain and they set me run the clock, he'll have to spike the ball. And he's under center. That's what they're going to do. Wind the clock, and he spikes it and stops it with 9.9 seconds to go.
Yeah, we got it down to the 34-yard line. We had to spike it because the clock was going to run, and we didn't have enough time to get a play in. So second down, manageable now. We scored from here before. Got to have a shot. I think you got to take two shots here at the end zone.
Well, 9.9 seconds to go. Ball on the far hash mark on the Hillgrove 34. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Empty backfield for Barrett. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Barrett steps up in the pocket. They're going to hit him. He's going to go down. And that's going to be the end of the first half. Our first sack tonight. And let's go downstairs to Marty as he'll grab Coach Mack as they head off the field.
Coach, 56-33. What a first half.
Yep. Playing hard, man. Just having a hard time slowing them down.
Coach, you mentioned that. They've got 33 points, over 300 yards offense. What do you do defensively? What do you tell your team I have to try to?
Come in here, look at the film, you know, see what's going on. We got to settle down and play defense, man.
Absolutely, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. We're at halftime now with the Vikings leading 56-33 over the Hawks of Hillgrove High School. It's time now for the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We're here at Martin Stadium, first round of the 2016 7A classification playoffs as our Vikings host the Hawks of Hillgrove High School. Your score is 56-33, Vikings leading over the Hawks of Hillgrove. Joining me here at halftime is Taylor Stubbs. We're missing Chuck Lawrence tonight. Chuck has gone off to Missouri, right?
To Missouri on a hunting trip.
Hunting trip. He's going to Missouri. We're going to miss him tonight. But we were just talking, Taylor. You know, you talk about a lot of offense. 56 points by the Vikings, 33 by the Hawks. But it feels boring almost.
There has been 679 yard combined total offense between the teams. It's just so fast paced that, like you said, when we're off air, you can't get into it. The longest drive tonight is nine plays. Lowndes has a nine play drive. Hillgrove has a 9-play drive. Other than that, it's 7 plays, 6 plays, three plays, 2 plays, 1 play. It's quick. It's nothing to expand on.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we talk about, offense being exciting, but what defense can do. Now, defensively for the Vikings, though, we've got 3 interceptions. That's huge. We threw 1 interception, and from that point on, it's like the floodgate opened for us. Fred Stewart, Brent Carter, and Will Tolbert, all 3 got interceptions, and we were able to convert those to points. The only thing we've missed on have been, extra point, 2-point conversions.
You're exactly right. And I do want to say those 3 interceptions came on 3 straight plays that totally changed this ball game. Extra points, I believe we went for 2 extra points. Or 3 extra points.
Yeah.
2 were from the swinging gate, and neither of those made. Well, I take that back. We went for 4 extra points. I'm sorry. 1 of the swinging gates made it. 2 didn't, and then we also went for 2 to make it 21-14 the first time account for that missed extra point that we had the first time.
Yeah, really. I mean, this game was close. It was 28-27 there for a little bit. Then the interceptions happened. Vikings came back, were able to just load up on the points. As we said, 56-33, they lead right now. Michael Barrett's already almost 200 yards on the ground, 180. Travis Tisdale, 85 yards on the ground. So we've just been, lighting the place up pretty much for the most part. Now, when we look at the passing, let me get over here and we'll take a look at that.
Hillgrove has 34 passes for 300 yards right now.
Yeah.
Lowndes has 13 attempts, 8 completed, and 1 interception for a total of 101 passing yards.
Yeah, so really not lighting it up in the air. It's been on the ground tonight for the Vikings. I really thought, as I was looking at tape and looking at film earlier this week, I really thought we would be able to exploit them over the top with the long passes. But it's the run tonight that has been successful for us. As you said, 278 total yards on the ground for the Vikings. And, of course, as I said, led by Michael Barrett. He's just played phenomenally well so far tonight. And I don't expect that to change, after halftime either.
You're exactly right. The majority of his rushing yards were passing plays that just broke down. He was able to break loose. And I do want to say he's been caught in the backfield several times, but he's also made plays out of the backfield by being able to scramble around.
Yeah, later on tonight we'll have these stats up on our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. I'm anxious to see them once we get them out on paper and we can really look at them. Michael Barrett as a quarterback, you usually have takeaway yards for sacks, things like that. He really has avoided those tonight, and he's not been able to. As you said, they're not getting him in the backfield. They looked like they were going to get him one time. He picked up 2 yards.
You're exactly right. I believe the only time that they've been able to get him in the backfield is on the last play of the half when we were trying to score in the end zone. We were 30 yards out. We were trying to score. He's trying to make something out of it, and he ended up getting sacked by 2 of them.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. It's 10 minutes on the clock. The Lowndeside Georgia Bridgemen doing their show out on the field. We're going to take another 5-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime, where the Vikings lead 56-33. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.